This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We are off.
Turn our headphones up, Danny.
Sorry, we haven't been here in 2 days. We can't remember how to work the studio.
Turn the mic on. There's nothing. I'm like, oh, Taryn, rookie move. I turn mine on. There's nothing. I'm like, ah, oh, Steve, veteran move.
The rookie is Danny.
Apparently. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? I have to say, I'm very excited that I got approximately 7 hours of sleep. But after seeing the Foo Fighters set list last night, I really wish I was coming in with only 3 hours of sleep.
I never talk about having FOMO about any. I'm like, you know what? You can't regret these things. You got to be able to just handle it. And I saw so many posts yesterday evening into this morning, and I'm like, well, kind of wish I was there.
Yeah, I looked at the set list. First thing I did this morning when I woke up was look at the set list. I was feeling very sad. But the reason why, we can't do two concerts in 1 week.
No, we had to pick and choose. And obviously, Limp Bizkit is more important than the Foo Fighters.
And today is Limp Bizkit Eve. So happy Limp Bizkit Eve, one and all.
Wow. I feel like there are many rockaholics who have just vomited in their own mouth.
Like, what is wrong with you people? So many things. But the good news is we got our matching t-shirts.
we're starting the show.
We have matching hot dog t-shirts.
Yeah, and we figured if you're going to be able to, people are like, how are we going to find you at this Limp Bizkit show? I'm like, well, we'll probably don't know the 12 people there. But other than that,
one of the 12 people. Kidding.
You're not wrong.
We will be the four people in the dabbing hot dog shirts.
It's a hard thing to get people to go out on a Tuesday night to a Limp Bizkit show, but we're going to be there, and you're absolutely right. If you see four people wearing black t-shirts of a hot dog that is, what is it called? Dabbing?
Dabbing?
Yeah. Like the Cam Newton? That's how I know.
Yeah.
Whenever you score a touchdown, I do that.
That's all you'll find us.
That will be us. Maybe red baseball caps. I'm thinking about buying a Limp Bizkit hat and dropping probably $50 for it. Danny, do not let me pay more than $50.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that it would be more than $50, but you never know these days.
They got to make their money.
Yeah.
I think it would be financially irresponsible not to buy the hat, Steve.
All right, then I'm not coming with a hat. I'm going there, and I'm getting the Limp Bizkit hat while we're there. Partner, you know what time it is.
Let's give these fine folks the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is two things that I got to enjoy on Saturday at the University Village. It's National Potato Day and National Soft Ice Cream Day.
Oh.
So in a roundabout way, I got to enjoy both in the same thing. At Frankie and Joe's, which is an ice cream place over in the U Village, they have at Molly Moon's, they have all these. This one's the plant-based one, so us weirdos, we could go there and not even worry about what we're getting. They had a potato chip ice cream.
What?
And it was mind-blowing. It was so damn good.
Salty sweet?
A little bit, and it had caramel, whatever you call it, but it was amazing. It was so freaking good.
Crunch in there?
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Highly recommended. If you're in the U Village or anywhere near Frankie and Joe's, like, they have a lot of weird flavors. That one was the least weird, and it was delicious. All right, let's talk about the Foo Fighters show, the show that none of us went to. I have to say, man, the part that really got me at the end, they play Everlong, and they end it with a full-on fireworks show at T-Mobile Park. I saw some people on social media posting videos of it, and it sounded like this. Kind of wish you were there now even more.
I bet you Limp Bizkit's going to have some sick fireworks on Tuesday night.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, man. T-Mobile Park was just illuminated with fireworks. I'm like, thanks. And, you know, of course, you got to stay till the end. It was like 3 hours long. They played until like a little bit after 11 o'clock. And every single social media post that I have seen has been, this concert was amazing.
And I like that we were justifying it last week, too. Like, I've seen Foo Fighters so many times.
It's cool
to not go this one time and, you know, regrets.
We don't need to see it. Oh, yeah. Somebody said we were at the Foo Fighters show, and it was one of the best concerts that I've ever seen.
Take it back.
Thank you, Texter. I'm turning off our text lines after that. Hey, speaking of fireworks, though, the Mariners, they were not playing at T-Mobile Park, so the fireworks weren't going off for them. It was going off for the amazing Foo Fighters show, but they finally did win, snapping a 5-game losing streak. They won 10-3. The bats finally came alive against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Up next, they're in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers today.
More than 17,000 people were without power in Seattle, according to Seattle City Light. And the causes of the outages probably related to the thunderstorms. There was also some wind and rain and chaos over the weekend. There is still no estimated time for power restoration for a couple hundred customers. Oh, but then on top of that, if anyone was traveling to or from Seattle Tacoma International Airport, you might have noticed some disruptions. Flights were canceled. Flights were delayed. A lot of craziness. I even lost power yesterday for a couple hours.
Our lights flickered.
Wow. Oh, no.
I hit under a table after I saw that. I was like, oh, it's all going down. We'll talk more about the storm. Obviously, a lot of stuff was going on with that storm. We'll talk a lot about it today as well. And the Seahawks, well, they didn't win, but who cares? I mean, it's a game of backup players. But it was still fun to see, like, you know, Sam Howell play so well, who's a running back for the Seahawks. He was playing really well. I can't remember now. My brain's not fully working. I didn't even go to the Foo Fighters show, but they ended up losing 16-15 to the Tennessee Titans. But I think the only thing of concern might be our kicking situation, because there are a couple moments where you're like, Jason Myers, come on. This rookie was crushing it for Tennessee. Maybe we could steal him from the Tennessee Titans. I don't know. Let's get them. Hey, as far as weather, 76 degrees, going to be cloudy and sunny today. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Sarah over there, she and her husband George, they've been married for just over a year. There's so much love all the time. But what did Sarah do that led to him saying this?
You're so dumb.
I called you dumb.
Or this.
I hate you.
We're going to find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah pulled herself together after like a 5-day hangover on the other side of our trip to San Diego. And this past weekend, you went to see Mastodon and Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And it was down in Kent, right?
Yes.
All right. We want to hear all about it. But one thing that we know for sure is that you decided to talk with your husband on the way home and give him a little bit of a review of how you were feeling about the show. And of course, you grabbed some audio for us to all enjoy.
You guys, I think I might be a metal babe now.
Okay.
I'm a metal girl.
Girl goes to her first metal concert and is now a metal babe.
Well, look at her shirt.
Look at this. I am more metal than all y'all today.
You got the tour shirt. You are very metal.
That's what's up.
It's a pretty metal looking shirt, though.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
I might be a metal babe now.
Oh, my God. That was so dumb.
Today, you saw me. That was such a vibe. I was.
Also, no metal fan refers to a metal concert as a vibe.
I'm still learning the lingo, okay? Give me a break.
I can't tell you what the proper lingo is, but I can tell you calling it a vibe is definitely not the lingo.
Okay, I was just going to ask what it was, so I'm glad you don't know either.
To rage. I don't know.
I was...
Never heard of any of this.
No.
Not once.
No, okay,
They played one song that was on the top of the Spotify list for them.
Is he gatekeeping you now?
Oh, yeah.
He's gatekeeping me, and I told him this off-air. This is an off-air conversation between me and my husband, and he's putting me on blast right now.
He's so mad at you for trying to be a metal baby. He's like, name three Lamb of God songs.
Right?
Now.
And now you're... think you love them.
Okay. Rude.
Rude.
I have never wanted...
George just booed you.
He's a hater. I think he thinks it would be too hardcore for him.
Some people would be so happy and thankful that their significant other wants to go to a concert with them. And here he is just crapping all over you to the point where he...
Rude. I have never wanted to get in a mosh pit and crowd surf so bad in my life. So I think I...
Did you?
If George wasn't with me and wouldn't have literally killed me if I did, I probably would have.
Why would he kill you?
Because I get injured just walking down the street. Could you imagine me in a mosh pit or crowd surfing, especially at Lamb of God?
But killing you is like the final injury.
That's true. I might be dead already.
So I think I might be a metal chick now. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
I hate you.
Well, love is in the air at the Mastodon concert, apparently. It was a vibe.
It was a vibe the whole weekend. I was like, dude, I'm like super metal. I don't know if you know this, babe, but...
You're giving hardcore vibes over there, for sure.
Aren't I?
So it was Lamb of God, Mastodon, and then Kerry King from Slayer, his band, right?
Yeah, which was badass, you guys. Holy moly. I loved them, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think you are a metal chick.
I know. And then one before that, but I didn't see them.
So who was your favorite?
Oh... Probably Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. They are awesome live.
And then honestly...
Can you name three songs?
Are you gaping me right now?
Yes, I am.
All I do know, now you've got something to die for.
That's my jam.
And Redneck Girl. Mm. I always thought of you. I remember the title because I think of Karen when I think of the title of that song, Redneck. That one is a vibe.
See, I'd be fired up, though, if my significant other wanted to like something that... I don't experience that. For some reason, Sid doesn't like wrestling. She doesn't seem to like really hockey.
What about Pearl Jam?
No, definitely not Pearl Jam. That might be her least favorite of the three.
Does she like you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think most days, yeah. I think I'd say 6 days out of the 7 days of the week, yes.
He's wearing her down at this point.
Is there anything, though, like Brad, that you've turned him on to or he's turned you on to?
Oh, for sure. I got Brad into a couple of different bands. Primus, Bad Religion. Those bands he was completely unfamiliar with before I got him into those.
What about you, Danny?
I think more so she's way more into going with me to shows. So she got into MXPX really hard, Blink 182, because she didn't really listen to all of that. She listens to more of like the indie stuff.
Yeah.
And she takes me to indie shows and I'm like, I'm kind of George in that situation. Like, what's happening here? I don't like this at all.
She sits funny. I'll be like, hey, do you want to go to this concert? It's going to be a lot of fun. And her response will always be like, do any of your other friends want to go? If not, then I guess so. And I'm like, okay, I'll take that as a hint that, you know, she's like, go ask some of your friends. So I was like, okay, sounds good. I'm going to go check it out.
Oh, no.
I'll ask you about the next concert, I promise.
She's a trooper.
Yeah, she is, honestly. Some of the stuff I have taken her to. I mean, she was pregnant, and I took her to a Murder City Devils concert thinking she'd be a fan of the band. Because she wasn't.
Like, can we go?
She sat through it, thankfully, like a trooper.
What do you think our rockaholics would say about this?
Ooh, I would be very curious to see what people have been turned on to or have turned other people on that are in relationships, obviously.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK, what have you become a fan of or what did you get into all because of your significant other? Or what did you turn your partner on to? 206-803-ROCK, we will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What have you become a fan of or gotten into all because of your significant other? Or what did you turn your partner onto? 206-803-ROCK.
And this all stems from our friend Sarah. She went to the Lamb of God Mastodon concert. Now all of a sudden thinks she's a metal babe, which for some reason, even though her husband was taking her there, so he should be happy that she's going to this concert, it seemed to anger him.
You guys, I think I might be a metal babe now.
Boom!
Boom! And she gets booed. 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, what did you get your girl into?
I got my girl into desert racing.
What is desert racing?
Thank you.
So I have a side-by-side that I take to amateur events and stuff like that. I haven't won anything like crazy yet, but she's my co-pilot. And, yeah, we fly through the desert at Mach Jesus and, yeah, have a great time.
Whereabouts do you go, you know, in this area?
We go through the trails. Walker Valley is a fun time. Moses Lake is great. I love going out to Moses. I go down to Fallon, Nevada. We've pulled the machine out to all the way out to Michigan. We've rented in California.
So everywhere.
You've been everywhere. Any risk of injuries or anything like that? Do you get nervous when she's doing the desert racing?
Oh no, I'm behind the wheel. She gets her new machine next year.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Right on, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Jay from Seattle.
At first, I'll be honest, when I saw it on the screen, I need to put my reading glasses on better because I thought it said dessert racing. And I'm like, where can we race desserts? Like, I'm down to eat some desserts.
206-803-ROCK. Jay from Seattle. What did your girl get you into?
It's called geocaching.
Yeah! I used to be a big geocacher myself, so I respect it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I never heard of it. It turns out it's worldwide.
You know, and I know we had a conversation with someone who called in a little while back, and you guys broke it down, and I completely forgot. And I'm sure that some people who are listening have no idea what geocaching is.
Yeah, there's little caches hidden all over the world, and you find them by GPS location. And what you find there, there's either a little log or something you're tying, or little trinkets and things you can leave behind. If you take something, you need to leave something.
Yeah.
It's like treasure hunting.
It's like a scavenger hunt, in a sense. Did you, anything that sticks in the top of your mind that like you thought was like the coolest thing that you got?
Well, on the Ocean Shores, we got this little figurine from Tewant Nail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's super cool. I didn't even realize that it was still so popular because I was really into it about a decade ago, but it's still going strong.
What was the coolest thing you found?
An Elvis lunchbox.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It was pretty dope.
I'm in for that one.
For sure.
Somebody texted, I got my wife into KISW.
Boom!
Her radio preset before that was The Wolf and Cube 93, but I kept changing to KISW, and after a few years, it has slowly become one of her most listened to stations and number one preset in every car that we have owned.
Now she's nice a rockaholic. Job. That's awesome.
The person that got my partner has got me into Taylor Swift.
Boom!
The lifelong metal fan, I still find it a little difficult to admit I'm becoming a Swiftie.
They're taking over the world, man, those Swifties, I tell ya. Rockaholics, it is Monday morning. How would we like to kick off the day with Steve losing?
I don't want to do that.
Boom!
I think that'd be awesome to see, but he's got a record of 228 wins, 69 losses.
Nice.
How long have you had 69 losses?
For a very long time. I refuse. I don't want to lose. I don't want to give up on that 69, baby.
37 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will be playing Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.